This is Earth and Sky. Nanotechnology involves working with materials on the scale of atoms. And for years, nanotechnology researchers have used what's called a scanning tunneling microscope to see atoms.
Now they've converted this tool into an atom bulldozer that can move atoms from place to place. Bob Salata is a physicist at the National Institute of Standards and Technology in Maryland. He and Joe Strosio are taking the atom bulldozer further. They're teaching a computer to assemble just a few atoms into nanostructures such as circles or triangles.
We just feed it a drawing of what we'd like, and it figures out how to move the atoms and in what order and at what speeds and in which ways to create the structures we want.
But the computer needs rules. For example, if two atoms get too close, they might stick together. So the computer has to plan each atom's route. It also looks for the most efficient path, in the same way mapping software can tell you the most direct way to get from Chicago to New York.
Our vision is that we leave it with homework overnight to create a whole bunch of structures that the next day we can come in and try to understand the physics of these nanostructures.
Salata hopes that some of them will someday be useful as nanoelectronic parts. One application would be faster computer chips. With thanks to the National Science Foundation, we're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.